Can I have about a quart more of that water? Excuse me? Ooh. How many of you are here tonight and you really need something from God? You ever been through one of them times, and many of you are going through it right now, and it seems like you're at a place where you're just waiting to find out what God's doing? It's like, you know, when He gets quiet, He wants to hear us talk. And there's many times that God gets quiet, and it's not that He's mad at you, out of it, and it's not the preacher's fault. It's just one of those quiet times. Somebody say transition. Seasons of change. There's times in everybody's Christian walk that you go through changes. The first thing that God asked you to do when He met you was change. Do you realize that? If you were ever, and everybody here was sinner, you may not have been as big a sinner as I was, or Joe was, or Johnny was, but you were lost without God, and you found Him. And from the time that you met Him, God asked you to change. That's what the word repent means. You have a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction. First day that you met the Lord, you begin to change. And you'll be changing until you leave this earth. There's always going to be change in your life. Now, the Lord never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But I promise you, if you want to become more like Him, and that's what we're supposed to be doing, He will have you constantly changing. Right when you get comfortable, right when things feel really good, God will yank a rug out from under you sometimes. And it's not that He's mad at you. It's not that He wants to mess your life up. He just sees the future. And He knows what's getting ready to happen. He knows where you're going to be next year. He knows where you're going to be in 6 months. He knows what's going to happen. He knows what's coming. And many times God will prepare us for what's coming. Do you understand? And during those times of preparation and testing, man, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transform means a Greek word called metamorpho. It's where we get our word metamorphosis. Y'all know what that is. Y'all seen that old ugly slithering fish bait, that little worm, that nasty looking thing, turning into a butterfly, something beautiful. That's what a metamorphosis is. But that miracle is done inside the cocoon. And it's dark, and it's lonely, and it's cramped, and it stinks. But that's where the miracle's done. Many of you are in a cocoon tonight. You've been transformed. God's changing some things. God's fixing some things. He's not left you. He's not forgot about you. He understands exactly where you are. You say, Eddie, I can't read. I open up the Bible, and I just can't even concentrate. My mind will wander off. I used to be able to read so good. I used to be able to open that Bible and read 10 chapters, and I just praise God. I can't feel nothing. I don't have no chill bumps. I ain't had no dreams or visions from God. As you mature in God, there's quiet times. There's times of dryness, and there's times of winter, and there's times of cold. But those times are when God is strongest in us. You just don't feel it. If you got your Bible in Ecclesiastes 3:1,